thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
President Robert Mugabe finally announces his new cabinet 2 weeks after his inauguration, but recycles the old guard, bringing back Jonathan Moyo as information minister.
You don't reform anything that is not deformed. Yeah? So it all depends. I'm very serious that I have to await for my assignment. Remember, I'm not coming in as an individual. I'm coming in as part of Team ZANU-PF, and Team ZANU-PF has a captain.
Participants at an HIV/AIDS symposium are divided over President Robert Mugabe's recent calls for mandatory HIV testing.
And the decommissioning of Bulawayo's second supply dam sends shockwaves among residents who fear the move will result in the tightening of water rationing.
Jonathan Moyo has bounced back today as Media and Information Minister as President Robert Mugabe recycled his old guard to occupy cabinet posts. Mr. Mugabe unveiled his team at the State House today, with Moyo's return being the biggest talking point. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from Harare.
President Mugabe finally announced his new cabinet more than a month after the July 31 disputed elections and 2 weeks after he was sworn into office. Former Cholocho legislator Jonathan Moyo, the architect of the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, bounced back as information minister, replacing Webster Shamu, who has been reassigned to the Information and Communication Technology and Courier Services Ministry. His deputy, who be former ZBC journalist Supermandu Wanzira, who owns ZFM, an independent radio station licensed recently. Moyo told Studio 7 that he will exercise his duties in line with the ZANU-PF policies and Mr. Mugabe's directives. He also spoke about reforms he may introduce.
You don't reform anything that is not deformed. Yeah? So it all depends. I'm very serious that I have to await for my assignment. Yes. Remember, I'm not coming in as an individual. I'm coming in as part of Team ZANU-PF, and Team ZANU-PF has a captain.
Mr. Mugabe appointed Walter Chidakwa, who comes from Zvimba, Mines Minister, replacing Obed Mpofu, who has been moved to the Transport Ministry. Announcing the new look cabinet, the Chief Secretary in the Office of the President and Cabinet, Meshack Sibanda, said former Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa will head the Finance Ministry, replacing Tendai Biti of the MDCT. Former Defence Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa takes over from Chinamasa as Justice Minister. In place of Mnangagwa, Mr. Mugabe appointed Sydney Sekeramai as the new Defence Minister. Outspoken Dzikamai Mavaire was appointed Energy Minister, replacing Elton Mangoma of the MDCT, who lost his seat in the July 31 polls. Former Minister of Youth and Indigenization, Sevia Kasukwere, was redeployed to the Environment, Water and Climate Ministry, taking over from Francis Nema, who was moved to his former ministry. Kembo Mohadi retained the Home Affairs Ministry, which he co-supervised during the lifetime of the Unity Government. Only three women managed to grab cabinet portfolios. These are Opamu Chinguri, who was appointed Minister of Women's Affairs, Higher Education Minister Olivia Muchena, and Stembi Sonyoni, who retained a Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry. ZANU-PF National Chairman Simon Kaya Moyo, who is being tipped by many to become the second Vice President to replace the late John Komo, was appointed a Senior Minister of State, while Flora Buka was named State Minister responsible for Presidential Affairs. Sibanda also announced that President Mugabe has appointed provincial ministers in line with the new constitution that dealt away with provincial governors.
In Bulawayo, we have Eunice Norma Tandazo Moyo. In Harare, We have Miriam Chikukwa in Manicaland, Christopher Mshowe in Mashonaland Central, Martin Dina in Mashonaland East, Simbane Utam Darikwa, Mashonaland West, Fairbush Darikire, Masingo, Kudakwashe Basket, Matabele North, Kane Matema, Matabele South, Abednego Nguve, Midlands, Jason Machaya. That completes my announcement.
Ignatius Chombo, who is being investigated by the Anti-Corruption Commission for using his powers to illegally acquire several properties countrywide, retained his local government portfolio. Chombo tells Studio 7 that he is ready to ensure that all Zimbabweans have access to basic services.
This is a new situation, a new term, in which we expect the ZANU-PF to deliver, because we have a very clear blueprint which we have gone through all over the country, given it the people, and the people expect a service delivery. So we really have got to start running, and running soon.
The ministers and their deputies are expected to be sworn in at State House tomorrow. Of all the ministers and their deputies appointed by President Mugabe today, none of them is from the opposition, after the MDCT said it will snub any cabinet post in protest of the July 31 polls, which the party says was rigged in President Mugabe and ZANU-PF's favor. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.